So I asked Clara if it would be okay if I read the scripture today, because it's kind of personal. And this is much like my letter to you. And she said, please, please do. So the scripture for today is from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. I thank my God for every remembrance of you, always, in every one of my prayers for all of you, praying with joy for your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because I hold you in my heart. For all of you are my partners in God's grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with this tender affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you determine what really matters, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Holy Word, you are our guide and ultimate assurance. By your Holy Spirit, open us to your promises and commands and shower us again with the fire of your love. Amen. Well, here we are. In some respects, I feel like I have been here at Glenshaw Valley forever. I've gotten to know you all so deeply. I've had the privilege of walking next to you in some of the brightest and darkest of times. You have all placed so much trust in me in those most intimate moments of your lives, and for that, I am grateful. And yet, at the same time, it feels like just a few months ago, I was meeting each of you for the first time. As a bright-eyed second-year seminarian, not quite sure what exactly I was getting into. And you welcomed me with open arms and open hearts. You've accepted my quirks and oddities. It was only about 2 months after I officially became the student pastor that I had the bright idea to dress up as Martin Luther, tonsure wig and all, for Reformation Sunday. And I remember being like really excited about it, but also incredibly nervous, thinking like, this is either gonna go really well or terribly. It's not lost on me that while I've been praying for you individually and collectively, that you've been praying for me, both through the joys and the challenges of ministry. And I've felt that. I've felt supported in that. I've been strengthened by it. And as I sit back and I really let that sink in. I'm honestly, I'm a bit overwhelmed by the countless graces and blessings that you have shown to me. And ultimately, I know that all of that comes from God. I've been thinking about today and what I was going to say and how it was going to go for a couple of weeks now. Like, what can I possibly say to you on my last day at Glenshaw Valley? The place where I was ordained. Among people who supported me during my time in seminary with all of the ridiculous papers and the nerve-wracking exams and the presbytery hoops to jump through, oral parts of trial, who has to go through that? This is where I learned to truly live out congregational ministry. Something that I never thought that I was called to do or wanted to do. Let's be clear, I think I knew I was called to do it, I just didn't want to. And lo and behold, God was right. I enjoy it. Paul's introduction to the letter to the Philippians just kept coming back to me over and over again. His words are just so eloquent and they say so much of what I'm thinking. I thank my God for every remembrance of you. Always in every one of my prayers for all of you, praying with joy for your partnership in the gospel from the first day to now. Let's be clear, our circumstances are just a little bit different. Paul was writing to the community of Philippi from prison. He was charged with a capital offense, the terrible, awful thing of telling people about Jesus. So basically, Paul is pretty much just awaiting execution. While we are experiencing a separation, thankfully, our situation today isn't quite that dire. Knowing the situation under which Paul was writing makes the tone all that more exceptional. He's not lamenting, he's not writing in fear. The mood overall is pretty joyful. Paul and the Philippians have had this long and happy relationship. It's not that every minute with them has been perfect, but the community is his joy and the jewel in his crown. Now, the community at Philippi was fairly small. There were about 10,000 people in the town. But like long before this was written, the town was basically built up because of nearby gold mines. But by the time Paul was writing this letter, those mines had been well worked out. And now it's this agricultural hotspot where they produce grain and wine. And interestingly, it's a purely Gentile area. The archaeologists haven't been able to find a single synagogue in the area. There were a lot of Roman and Greek citizens, but yeah, not a synagogue to be found. And even more interesting, this community, especially those who were praying, they were more than likely mostly women. So Paul writes this letter to the Philippians to reassure them about his and their situation, and to express gratitude for their overall generosity. This letter that Paul is writing is intensely personal. And even though both parties know that they may never see each other again, there's just joy just drips through it. And Paul's joy here comes first and foremost from the Philippians' participation in their sharing of the gospel. The community has supported Paul in both their prayers and financial contributions so he could spread the good news of Jesus with them. And while Paul is speaking to the Philippians, he knows their work began with God. And therefore, he is confident that everything will be brought to completion through Jesus Christ. Just like Paul, I don't know what the future holds for Glenshaw Valley. I don't know what happens next. But I do know that God has been at work here. And where God initiates good work, I know that Jesus will faithfully complete it. Just like Paul, I want to assure you that my love and care for you is and has been nothing but genuine. My hope, my fervent prayer is that you recognize that affection arose from and returns to God, and that you're able to take that love, multiply it, and then direct it outward. Paul wants the Philippians to know that this love stems from God, manifests in Christ, and radiates outward. That as that love spreads further and further outward through each person that we encounter, and in turn, each person that that person comes into contact with, through that chain of love, we glorify and praise God. So everything that I've been able to do here, everything that you have done for me, is all because of and glorifying to God. Some of you know that I am a big fan of thank you letters and cards. They're a little bit old school these days, but my mom used to make me send them since I've been writing them since I could write. And I'll be honest with you, I used to hate writing them. You know, my mom would just have to like force me to do it. They seemed sort of silly, time consuming. Did people even notice? Grandma, I once overheard my grandma talking about one of my cousins who never even acknowledged any gifts that grandma gave her. And grandma was like, well, I guess she doesn't want any more gifts. And that made me think, oh, right, maybe I should write some thank you cards because I still want to get things from grandma. But, you know, as I got older, and I received a few thank you cards myself, some that were eloquently written, some that were just simple, just a simple acknowledgement, I really came to appreciate them, and I realized how much I liked them, and so like I started to send them out myself. And the best thank yous were these just simple yet obviously sincere. And this is Paul's sincere and joyful thank you to the Philippians for their continued support, their prayer, their partnership, for everything that they shared with Paul, for everything that they shared with one another. And by all accounts, they were pretty generous with their finances too. So Paul thanks them by first giving thanks for all God has done and will continue to do through them. And this is my thank you for all God has done and continues to do through you. I'm not in prison, thankfully. I knew that this wouldn't necessarily be an easy job, but I didn't anticipate quite how rewarding it could be. You have been a reminder that we are all interconnected. We are united in our faith through Jesus Christ. And as I prepare to take on new responsibilities in a different congregation, in a new city, I will be carrying with me the memories, the experiences, the lessons that I have learned, that I have been so lucky to share with you. Each of you has left a permanent mark on my heart. And you can be assured that neither you nor Glenshaw Valley, like the church at Philippi, you can be assured that you will never be forgotten by God or by me. Glory be to God. Amen.